Well, hello. I'm not Jay, in case you were wondering. How's everybody doing today? Good? Has everybody had a pretty good week? Summer? Everything going good for the summer? Kiddos, you ready for school? That probably could have went either way. Teachers, are you ready for school? That's not what I was expecting. I was expecting if that was going to be debatable, the kids would be the one that was questionable. So anyways, as Jason was saying, this is Be the Church Sunday. Did everybody bring their enthusiasm and their work gloves today? So for those of you who don't know what it's about, as Jason mentioned, this is just a Sunday that we have dedicated to serving others in our community. As you know, if you've been here for a while, we've done Be the Church a couple different ways over the years. There was a time when the small groups kind of took it, and if you heard about it, just go do it kind of thing. We're going back to my favorite way of doing it, where we have a dedicated specific day and have several projects lined up, and we'll talk in detail about those in a few minutes, so you can decide where you get to plug in. As your schedule allows. We're also going to talk a little bit more in detail about our benevolence ministry. Some areas of this have a new look, but it all has a refreshed, laser-focused, and clearly defined purpose. Based on this photo, some people may not know what it is. That's a bunch of targets on a range, a bunch of targets that all look alike. Based on this photo, you might wonder if we're establishing some type of competitive shooting ministry. We are not. I think there would be some interest in that, but we're not doing that yet. Just using this as a word picture. Back in the day, I used to do a little bit of competitive shooting and have a decent understanding of ballistics and shooting fundamentals. I know that if you're attempting to hit your target at a great distance, there are a number of critical elements involved. You have to have a stable shooting platform, good bone support, muscle relaxation, breath control, natural point of aim, correct cheek weld, correct sight picture, windage adjustments, elevation adjustments, compensations for temperature, humidity, mirage, proper trigger press, follow through, lots of different things that are critical to you making a successful shot on the target that you were assigned. But out of all those things, there's one very, very important thing that cannot be overlooked. Hold that thought, and we'll get back to that in just a second. The purpose or mission of the benevolent ministry of the Potter's House of Camdenton is to glorify God by demonstrating His love through ministering and witnessing to those in our community who have needs, with the goal of helping them grow in a personal relationship with Him whose image they bear. So what is it for? We talked a little bit about it this morning. The benevolent ministry is for individuals or families in a time of crisis. It's not intended to be an ongoing support system. It's intended to help individuals or families through times of crisis, to help them get back on their feet when life happens, when whatever situation happens. Often requests come in for food assistance, utilities. I'm going to lose my house if this doesn't happen. Gasoline. I can't make it to work because my car is on empty. They're going to kick me out tomorrow if I don't pay the rent today. And then there's those other situations that don't play into those categories, but they're equally as important. So remember, we want to demonstrate God's love through this ministry, and we want to bless others as we discern our best course of action. But if we err, we want to err on the side of grace and mercy. So where does the money come from? We talked a little bit about this morning. Benevolent Ministry of the Potter's House of Camden is funded through Fifth Sunday offerings, just like today. Again, the two buckets that'll be at the back doors on your way. And we talked about how that is different than your normal tithe. It's also funded through designated offerings. In that normal tithe, if you write benevolence in the memo, it goes to benevolence. That's where it's from. And then it is a specific line item that's budgeted in the church budget. So how does it work? It's administered by the staff. Obviously, the finance team has to be involved in that, the deacons, the elders. We're going to give priority to the family of believers, as we're directed in Galatians 6. And then we continue that on to those connected through the church, through ministries of the church, such as CR, youth. And then, lastly but not least, then those in the community who reside in a relatively close proximity. We're going to give special considerations to widows, as we're taught in 1 Timothy 5. Single-parent households, those single moms. Each request will be considered according to biblically-based guidelines through prayer and leading of the Holy Spirit. We want to honor God through our benevolence ministry, and we want to make sure He's involved. So during each request, a person will be asked to complete an information sheet. It's just a short document. It has some administrative purposes. But more importantly, this information sheet helps us to get to know the person and know their situation so we can better serve them and just really get to know them and interact with them. So included in those information sheets, we've included the following questions. And as we go back to some of the things we've talked about, you'll kind of see why we're asking these things. Do you attend church regularly? If so, where at? Do you believe you're a follower of Christ? If so, why do you think that? Who is Jesus? What did Jesus do for you, and why did He do it? So when we ask those questions on an information sheet, those questions have to be considered. Even if the person has never considered them before, they have to consider these questions. And we feel like these questions, if they can get these figured out, we've won, they've won. That's what we want to accomplish. So going back to my word picture, the very, very important thing that cannot be overlooked when you're in that shooting competition, does anybody know what it is? You have to make absolutely sure that you're aiming at the target that you were assigned. If you do all of those things right, all of that long list of things that I said we needed to do right in that shooting competition, if you're aiming at your buddy's target, it really doesn't, that kind of defeats the whole point. So as it applies to our benevolent ministry here, so no matter what that person came in requesting, we're going to make sure that they get the good news. See, folks come in asking for food, help with utilities, gas vouchers, housing assistance. We're going to help them out as best as our funds will allow, as best as we are capable. But we're going to make sure that we hit the target that we were assigned, and we're going to make sure and tell them about Jesus and what He did for them. As I say that, I'm reminded of this verse. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures." That's the first thing. That's what he said is the first thing. That's what we want to make sure is our first thing as well. So by reviewing the information sheet with the person each time, it provides that easy segue into a discussion about the most important thing they need in their lives, even more important than the current crisis. So you see how our new process provides that segue right into the conversation about the good news. You might wonder and think I'm crazy looking at this photo here and wondering what a segue in our conversation has to do with these clowns. It's just a rocking picture of a family on Segways, and it was the goofiest one I had, and they clearly looked like they were having fun, so it had to be involved in this. So forgive me for that. So from that information sheet, then we're going to complete one of the blue visitor cards. Everybody look in front of them, in the seat pockets in front of them. If you're new here and you've never filled one of those out, please do so we can, again, get to know you. If you've been here for a while and you haven't noticed those, that's what those are for. So if you see somebody new, please have them fill one of those out. From there, put those in the little plastic box over here, and we'll contact you. We'll try to get to know you better. So we're going to do that with our information sheets, transfer that information onto an information card. We're going to follow up with folks. We're not just going to, you know, have them come in and never hear from them again, hopefully. We're going to reach out to them further. Amanda is the engineer of this. This is a neat thing. I'm pretty excited about this. This new little trifold pamphlet, there's several of those around. I think this is a neat opportunity, again, to make sure that we give people the good news, but also it tells them a little bit about our church, tells about what goes on here through the week. But more importantly, it gives those, because just think of it that you might give this pamphlet to somebody who, they're not coming. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. Well, we're going to give them this, and they're going to look through this. And I'm reminded of this verse. We're putting that scripture in there, those anchor verses that we all know. Isaiah 55 says, "As rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that it goes out of my mouth and it will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for what I've sent." So that's why we put those anchor verses in there, the John 3:16s, the things like that, that we want to, if we can give them just a little bit of information about Jesus, tell them about our church, that's what that is for. So how can I help? First of all, you can pray for those who need to hear the good news, to hear it, and that we would be effective in doing our part. Secondly, you can give specific food items to Mary so that they can be packaged as needed. I think we pointed out Mary again. If you were outside, she's in the back there. She's going to wave at us all. Or you can give financially through the benevolence offerings or by designated gifts. And again, currently Mary is collecting healthy snacks for kids, hygiene items for adults. Excuse me, requests may vary from time to time. And there's actually a little bin right outside the office out there where a list and the items needed will be posted. So as I mentioned, we've been very intentional about interacting with those folks when they come in. You may have noticed on the, we'll call it the west side of the front porch there, the shelves have been removed and the food is no longer there. Before, the way we did it, somebody could come in and take whatever they needed and leave. And we may not even sometimes know they're here, certainly not have an opportunity to interact with them, thus us missing that target, that opportunity to give them what they really need, which would be the good news. So currently what we're doing is we're putting those in prepackaged bags. We have times when Mary's here to Maria Curtis or Brian to visit with those folks, go over those questions, answer those, just talk about the things that we want them to know. These trifold pamphlets will be in those bags as well. So why should I help, you might ask? John 15 says, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you." Matthew 5:14-16 says, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In that same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Proverbs 19 says, whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they've done. Proverbs 22 says, the generous will themselves be blessed, for they share their food with the poor. And we learned in Romans a while back, Romans 12, verse 13 says, share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. But for me, as we went through this and we had a team that kind of put this together, this is the verse that really spoke to me. It was probably the most influential message or in my studying for this message. It says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you are blessed by my Father. Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothing and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you? Then the king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. So as we listen to this next song, some of you may not know this about me, but I'm kind of into music more than I would outwardly express. Close your eyes, do whatever you need to do, whatever works for you, but really soak this in. This song really spoke to my heart as our team was working through the benevolence changes. I shared it with the team at one of our meetings. I was trying to explain something, and I just paused and said, just listen to this. This is what I'm trying to say. Lyrics of this song express many of the points I've been trying to articulate this morning. As you prayerfully consider what this all means for you, just soak in it and let it speak to you. Some of the lyrics go like this. Let our hearts be led by mercy. Help us reach with open hearts and open doors. Break our heart for what breaks yours. And then this one really got me. Because I was the lost cause and I was the outcast. And Jesus died for sinners just like me. Well, I hope it did for you what it spoke to me. Very powerful song. So now we're going to make a slight transition toward the Be the Church side of this message. But really, it's all the same thing, isn't it? Serving others around us. When I put together this PowerPoint, I stumbled across this picture, and I thought it was perfect. It's exactly what we've been discussing. So when we go today, what are we supposed to go and do? Take a look at this picture here. We see some of those things that we're supposed to go do. Feed the hungry. Welcome visitors. Make disciples, give hope, share the gospel, serve, clothe the naked, practice mercy, exercise humility, be a loving witness, love sacrificially, minister to widows and orphans, give. The Potter's House mission says we exist to be the church by making Christ-committed followers who will make Christ-committed followers in our community and around the world by relevantly teaching and living the pure word of God. You guys have probably heard that many times before. Let's say that one together. We exist to be the church by making Christ-committed followers who will make Christ-committed followers in our community and around the world by relevantly teaching and living the pure word of God. So how do we do that? I think one of the neat things about Be the Church Sunday is it gives us practical ways and examples of how we can do that. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20 says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.'" Do you guys remember this one from Freedom Splash? Steve and Andy did an awesome job of explaining how big of a deal this very verse was in their lives and how it has been their guide as missionaries on the other side of the world. The word "go" is a verb. It's an action word. Maybe for you that means becoming a career missionary and working with the unreached on the other side of the world. Maybe for you it means financially supporting those who are working with the unreached. Maybe for you is to work to strengthen the gospel in places that the gospel has already reached. Or maybe for you it's to paint your neighbor's fence or share music with those who are ill. That second song that we sang this morning is, you know, "Let them see you in me." That's what we're trying to accomplish here today. We're trying to let the world see Christ in us and through us. So go and be the church. Proverbs 3 says, "Do not withhold good from those it is, to whom it is due when it is in your power to act. Don't say to your neighbor, 'Come back tomorrow and I'll give it to you,' when you already have it with you." This is one of my favorite pictures from Be the Church from a few years ago. Some of you may recognize it. Our small group got together and did some yard work for an older couple. She had cancer and he was getting older and needed a hand with some things. The kids had a blast. Our whole group was involved. The couple was extremely appreciative. But I truly think it was a bigger blessing to those of us who were serving. It was absolutely an awesome time. Matthew 22 says, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." So when we talk about being the church, we're not just talking about people who attend the Potter's House representing themselves to the local community. It's much, much bigger than that. If you'll notice on these shirts, you'll notice the word church has a capital C, meaning it's the entire body of believers. Something that I thought was super cool about that day when that photo was taken a couple of slides ago on that project is we had Christ followers from other church helping with that project, all unified and serving together for the glory of God. Being the church is something that we can and should be doing every day. Today is just a day that we set aside as a Potter's House to make a deliberate effort to pool our gifts and abilities together and work together to help others through specific projects. Small group leaders, you'll notice we didn't send out small group material this week. What we'd like you to do with that time is get together with your small groups and discuss and talk about how you can how you can do this on other days beyond today, how you can be the church on some random Tuesday, not just today. Take that as far as you want. So now we're going to get very specific about the five projects we have set aside today immediately following the pizza. Yes, there will be pizza. Woo! We've designated some team leaders. We felt like that we can, if we appoint somebody to kind of be the point man to own that project, then they can research it, recon it out, and then bring that back, and they'll know specifically about what the needs are for that project. So I'm going to ask each of them to come forward. Some of them are already up here. Regina or Katie or Brian, are you filling in? Oh, here she is. Here she comes. Jason Fall, if you want to step back up here. Curtis and Brian are already here, so they're going to tell us a little bit about their specific projects. I'll tell you a little bit about mine first. That way I get the opportunity to do the most recruiting before they get the chance. My project today is Adopt a Highway. It's just Highway 5 right out here from the overpass, about a half mile north. We'll work our way one side down the other and back through the median, and we're done. I've got the high visibility clothing in the bags. I just need workers. Let me say that again. I just need workers. At this point, I may be by myself out there. I need workers, if I didn't say that. No kiddos, please. We're going to be walking along a real-life highway with real-life cars going 70 or 80 miles an hour, so safety is critical. So apologize. I know it's awesome to get your whole family involved, but for that project, I don't want to get anybody hurt. You know, attentive adults only, please. So that's that project. Look me up afterwards, and we'll get that going, and you can plug right in with that if you're so inclined. Hopefully, the rain cooperates with us on that. Regina, Katie.
Check, check.
There it is.
Katie and I are kind of coordinating project to help with Pregnancy Help Center. Usually around, Mother's Day to Father's Day, we collect baby bottles of change to help Pregnancy Help Center. But this year, they're running short on supplies. If you're not familiar with what Pregnancy Help Center is, it's a local organization that's Bible and Christian-based that help young moms, or probably any age of mom, that find themselves in a difficult pregnancy for whatever reason, whether it's they don't have a support with family or financial issues or whatever, but they need things like diapers and formula, car seats and things like that. So our project has two parts. First of all, we're just going to go shopping. We've had some people give financial donations, and we've got the list of things they need. So we're going to load up and go to Walmart, and try to meet some of those needs with the finances we have. And this is really a part, if you've been moved today and wish you could be here, but for some reason you already had plans and can't stay after church, we are still, you needed people, we need money. that's a way you can be involved. You could give either Kate or I after church some money to help purchase some of those items. Some of the stuff on the list, diaper wipes and diapers and formula, if your new mom is expensive, but we can buy several of those. But they also need car seats, pack and plays, and some of those things. And if we could get more finances as a church, we might be able to provide some of those bigger items, which would be nice. And the second part of our project, when we're done with that, we're going to come back. And we decided to do, I don't know what you call them, not really gift bags. We're just going to put together some bags for some of the new moms and just that they can have there at the Pregnancy Help Center when a new mom comes in. It's just to show them that somebody out there is thinking about them. We have little, like little candles and coffee mugs and some little things to put in there. And then we're going to handwrite notes. We won't know names, but we can just say that we're thinking about you. There's people that support you and are praying for you. And then I think we're going to pray over the bags, kind of like we do with the OCC boxes, and just pray that God blesses this bag to go and touch somebody's heart. And so we, We need money. We also need people. However many show up, we'll either divide up and do half of it here and half people go shopping, or we'll just as a group do all of those things.
My project is not shopping. If there's any husbands out there who want the opportunity to scare your wife by climbing up scaffolding today, you can come with me. We're going to be working on painting a ceiling for a lady outside of town over on AA. She needs a little bit of wallpaper removed, some drywall, spackling, and she needs her ceiling painted, which is a little shorter than this ceiling, but not quite. So luckily somebody's donated some scaffolding to let me use, and we're going to be painting that. She lost her husband last year to cancer, and so she has a lot of needs around her home and in general, and it's an opportunity for you to come and help me if you'd like. We're going to be eating here, and then afterwards, we're going to kind of huddle up, make a plan, and go out there. She is a very sweet lady. One of the members of the church introduced me to her, and all you need is literally some clothes that you're okay with getting paint on them. And if you're like, well, I'm interested, but I didn't bring old clothes, that's fine. We can give you directions to that place afterwards, and it'll be a good time. I'm pretty excited about it. She is, it's my understanding that she may not be a believer, which is an even better opportunity for us as a church to get together and show her, hey, we're not strange, we're not weird, we're just like you. And if that interests you at all, and you'd really like to make your wife nervous today by climbing scaffolding, come join me.
I'll go next. Every Be the Church Sunday, we have taken some time and shared some love with the sweet residents at Lake Park Senior Living, and we're going to do that again today, and we're going to do a sing-along. So if you can carry a tune, and even if you can't, that's not a requirement. If you just would love to love someone today with the love of Christ, hit me up out here after church. I think we're going to have some time before the pizza gets here to kind of help coordinate some of these things. So each one of these group leaders, take a minute and hit us up. I'd love to have a group that goes with me out there. I've got some song sheets, and we're just going to sing and smile and love and just hang out with those residents for just a little while. We've got a little time because they're going to be eating lunch from 12 to about 1, so we can't get there till 1, so you can leisurely eat your pizza and not choke it down, and take your time to do that. And if you need to, again, go home and meet us over there at Lake Park. I can give you directions to that. It's pretty simple to find. But we're just going to share God's love through music, singing some old hymns with the residents at Lake Park Senior Living.
All right. I've got a young mother that needs a deck stained. It's going to be about 5 gallons of stain. She had a stroke about 4 years ago, and she's battling cancer right now. And she's got 3 children, 2 in middle school, 1 that's in high school. And when she told me about her journey with her illness, she mentioned how God had been there every step of the way. And her story was a testimony of God's faithfulness. So with that being said, you know, I'm looking for workers. As Matt said, 4 or 5 people would be great. It probably would be around a couple of hours. And if the rain doesn't come, we're going to be good. If the rain decides to come, then we'll shoot for another date, I guess. But we'll pray that the rain don't come. That's what I got. So come and see me. I need workers.
All right. So hopefully, you know, you as you heard these projects that we have lined up for today, you figure out where you plug in today to that. But hopefully it also kind of triggers some things in your mind, and you're thinking, well, what about my neighbor lady? Or what about that person I know in whatever situation? So we hope that you got the message there and what that's all about. That we want to be the hands and feet, and we want to live a life that leads. So we're going to play a new song. I don't think anybody has ever played this here before. It's kind of a rocking little tune. So we'll just let this be kind of our battle cry to head out pumped up, fired up with that enthusiasm that we talked about initially, and go out. It ought to be actually go and be the church, because that's truly what we're doing. We're going to go out and be the church today.
Go. We make a joke about that a lot in worship team practice, but today, literally, let's pray and go. We've got some time out here to meet and talk about the projects and get a plan together and formulate that plan and work together. And in just a little while, the pizza will be back here. It's cooking right now. It should be done soon. But just hang out and share the pizza with us, and we'll go and be the love of Jesus and be the church. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for our time together to worship you, to sing your praise, to gather around your scripture, to learn more about how you've commanded us to be your hands and feet, to love, to share your word, to share the good news with those who need it. And Lord, today that might look a little different. That might look like painting or helping someone or giving to someone or sharing with someone. But Lord, we know that it's all about you. It's about your good news. It's about your good, great love and mercy to us. And we want to share that in the best way possible. So Lord, give us strength. Give us wisdom, give us mercy, and most of all, give us your love to share. And Lord, we thank you for the time to fellowship here in a little while around a meal. We pray that you would bless that food to nourish us and give us strength as we go out from this place to be the church. Father, thank you so much. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And just like every week, this week it's even more fitting for us to say, ready? Ready?